let's just recap what we did yesterday. Again, these things are easier said than done, but the Orcha Tzaddikim is saying that happiness is when you are not bothered. It sounds very simple, but the truth is that's exactly what happens, is when someone has something that's irking them, something that's getting under their skin, somebody's getting under their skin, some situation that's getting under their skin, then the person does not have that equilibrium, that sense of calm, and they can't be besimcha. So we ask, how exactly then are you expected to be besimcha? Life is not perfect. The Mesillas Yesharim writes in one place that nobody is has a life that's peaceful. Everybody, even very wealthy people, have air conditions that break, and they, even if they have a yacht, they have yachts that the deck, there's a leak in the deck or whatever. Everybody has agmas nefesh. So how exactly do you have it that things don't bother you? How do you work on that? The answer is perspectives. Perspectives are what change situations around. When someone's a positive person, when someone's looking to see what's good about a situation, what's workable about the situation, they're going to be a happier type of person. When someone has that ayin ra, where they're sort of looking for the problem, when you're looking for problems, you're never happy. I'm sure you, all of you know people in your lives who, that's their mentality. They're always looking for what's wrong. It's very hard to be around such people because positive thinking is really what all successful people have in all areas. Even Lahavdil Alfalfa Havdalah, secular people who are successful, they're matzliach by being positive. And I'll explain to you why. My father often quotes someone who actually was a neighbor of his named Mort Zuckerman. He was the CEO of the Daily News. And they asked him what his secret to success was. And he said, the dogs may bark, but the caravan moves on. What does that mean? The dogs may bark, but the caravan moves on. It's a very wise point. I think it's even merumas in the Zohar HaKadosh, this concept. There's a lot of reasons, or a lot of barking in life. A lot of people who are barking at you, and a lot of reasons that you yourself could bark, but a person has to know how to move forward. And ultimately, everyone can complain. Complaining doesn't allow any type of development. So if you're a complainer, you'll just be a guy. The only people who are successful in life usually are the people who say, how can this situation get better? How can we resolve this situation? And it's something that I often learn from our Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Center, who's an incredibly successful person. You know, one of the young, perhaps the youngest Rosh Yeshiva I've ever met. And when you look at the success of such a person, you see that, you know, I spend a lot of time with him. He's always looking to solve problems, always trying to figure out how to fix problems, not to dwell on problems. I've never once in all the years dealing with the Rosh Yeshiva ever felt that he was moping. Even right now, you know, he's willing to juggle 1,000 possibilities of how to make the situation better. But people who are focusing on negative, so you're right. Okay, so now what? You have 5 problems with what's going on in your life. So now what are your options? If you're just a focuser on negativity, you definitely will not make your life better. So the people who choose to be focused on the problems will not get anywhere because they're sort of like parking in their problems. They're pitching their tent in their problems. But successful people are the ones who say, okay, right, there are problems here, but what do we have to work with over here? What can we do over here? What could be better over here? What could help us over here? Those are successful people. And in a sense, that's really what simcha is. Simcha is to not let yourself get down by details. There are going to be a lot of reasons why a person could not be up or argue that he shouldn't be upbeat, that there's reason not to be upbeat. But what's that going to do for me right now? What's it going to do for me right now? And I want to go back to something that Baruch Kunstler mentioned yesterday, which is an important point. He said, yeah, but there are times you're supposed to be sad. Yeah, that's true. An avel is supposed to be sad. And a person most certainly is supposed to feel the pain of Klal Yisrael. But that doesn't mean that you're supposed to mope around all day. When there's a time to feel someone's pain, you feel someone's pain, perhaps to also remember at which times of the day to do things. Davening is a time to feel pain. Because that's also an optimistic type of pain, because you're feeling a pain in order to communicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now what? So we're in a very difficult situation right now. So, but how do I run my day? And what in my day can be good? Where can I grow? What can I do over here? What could be better? You know, I definitely find myself getting caught up in these things. With even this technology, for example, there are things I like about the technology and things that I don't like about it. The things that I like about it are really, I mean, right now I'm looking at my friend Avi Zellinger. I'm enjoying that. Avi, you look good over there. So I'm enjoying that. And I'm seeing Yitzi Mandel right on top of him. So that's nice. But what I don't like about this technology is, let's say, for example, tomorrow, I'm just sort of venting to you because you guys are my friends. I'm going to be giving a shmooze. And what could end up happening is, in the shmooze in yeshiva, you have a whole room of people, and there's a certain control of the environment. There's a certain mystique. There's a certain beauty to the fact that everyone's together. And even I close the windows for a certain, even when cars go by, it's frustrating. Even in the Ezra's Nashim, we clear out, for example, the Kailel so that it doesn't interfere. But part of this technology, one of the issues is that people could even be in their pajamas, people could be in their car, no one's together, and now you have to give a shmooze. So you could dwell on that. But then that's not positive thinking. That's not going to get me anywhere. If you focus on how this technology can help people, that no, wow, somebody could listen to a live shmooze in their home when they're in a difficult situation. So then perhaps a person will find that it's even more important, a shmooze like this, where a person has that opportunity even more than yeshiva. But it's an issue of focus. You're never going to run out of reasons to get rattled or off balance. But the one who's besimcha is the one who's constantly focusing on where things will work and where things will be good. Does anyone have any questions? I'm going to try to field a question. We haven't done that yet. I'm going to wait a few seconds to see if anyone has a question on this. Okay, but it's a very, if you study successful people, you'll see that that all successful people do not get bogged down by problems. And I want you to just know with Rabbi Center, the Rosh Hashiva, this is an area that he really shines in, he just moves forward and tries to figure it out. I've seen it many times in our yeshiva, not just in this situation, but where something is going wrong, he just moves to the next point. He's a forward-thinking person, and that's what we have to learn to do, so sort of clear the smoke and not make too much of a big deal of things and focus on the positive of what we have. Okay, so let's continue over here. So that was the first point over here, that simcha is defined by somebody getting what they want and not having things that bother them. But again, we're stressing, he became that type of person that he was able to find in his life things that he would be able to succeed with. I had a grandmother, I'll be masking her. You know what? This is a nice thing, because my new daughter, Sarah, is named after my grandma, Grandma Sarah. Her name was Grandma Sylvia. And she was an impressive person. She had a beautiful voice. And she also played tennis into her 80s, which was a chiddush. But she was a very unusually positive person. She had a lot of difficulties in her life. She had one son died of yenamachla. Another son was yotze meidaito. And then she got older, lost her husband, and she was in an assisted living facility. And she would always say that she counts her blessings instead of sheep. That was her expression, that when she goes to bed, she counts her blessings instead of sheep, right? Some people count sheep, and she counted her blessings. And she was probably one of the most positive people I've ever met. And that was her secret. Her secret was the focus, was actively choosing to focus on what's good, on what's enjoyable, on what's a bracha in life. And a person has to actively decide to do that. And I did mention, and I'm going to mention it again, that when you run a home, you're responsible for the family's mood. The mood of the family is in your responsibility. So you have to try to be as upbeat as possible, not just for yourself, but because a whole group of people is feeding off of your emotions. If you're going to be a basket case, then you're bringing down others with you. One second. So it's important to keep this in mind. Let's proceed further in the Sefer. Umin ha-simcha, yava yischaik li'adam. Now, simcha can move you into schaik. This is interesting. There's something called happiness, and there's something called schaik, which is laughter, sometimes translated as frivolity. And there's a difference between the two. There's a difference. Simcha is a very calm midah. A person who's happy does not need to be dancing on a truck. He just simply feels like life is working for him. There's a certain feeling like the day is working, the week is working, the month is working for me, my family's working for me, my job is working for me. Things are working. I think that the best definition for simcha is sameach b'chelko itself. There's a raya from the Shari Kedusha of Rav Chaim Vital, that's the definition of simcha, is my life, my chilek is working for me. Then there's something called schok, and perhaps Americans have the biggest challenge with this. Schok is feeling light, is where a person is not just feeling good, but they're feeling light, right? They're feeling light. We know when we all have a good laugh, which is a very healthy thing. So you start to feel light. Now over here, this is a much different type of sugya, feeling light. On the one hand, it's very important to feel light. In fact, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that Rav would open up every shir with a milsa b'dichusa, a joke, just to loosen the crowd. It's a very important skill to know how to make jokes. I remember one of my rabbeim is a very serious brisker, and he was telling me all of these chinuch yisodas of how to do this with kids and how to do that. And then he says, but you're not going to have this problem because you're funny. And since you're funny, you're going to have a much easier time with your kids. And I thought that was very interesting. This Rav is not funny at all. He's very serious. It's even, I learned with him on the phone. I noticed when I see him in person, I'm scared because Yiraso Alpanav, you could actually see a hashra of Yira on his face. So that's scary. But it was interesting to me. He said, because I'm funny, so I won't have this problem. Yeah, because the house then has a lighter feeling to it. It's a lighter place to be. That's the art of a joke. And Rav made a joke before every shir, and the Gemara says he was mamshich and machnis them into Ema and Yira, into the seriousness of Torah. But first he had to loosen the crowd. And this is something I've seen by many Gedolim. I saw it by Rav Aaron Leib Steinman Zatzal. Every time we went into Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, he always had a vitz. He had a good joke, which just broke the tension. In my house, we have a picture of me smiling by Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, and I wasn't smiling when I got in there. I'm glad someone took the picture. It was because Rav Aaron Leib said something that I thought was funny, and I was laughing, and someone snapped the picture. It wasn't just because it was a jolly time, but Rav Aaron Leib understood that that's how you make people feel comfortable. So that's the art of schok, is the mile of schok, and it's important to keep light. But schok can be dangerous too. And this is where, especially in these times, how do you define, you know, whether you're being light, which is very important, especially during these times, and when you're being inappropriate? You know, when this whole thing started, to tell you the truth, I had a shmooze prepared and I never put it on the website. It was a shmooze about Corona when things were just getting started and we didn't really see how serious this was going. And I did a nice little skit. First, I explained how terrible it is that Pesach programs were closing, which was awful for many, many reasons. One of which is that many people depend on these programs to make Pesach. Another one is the parnasa of families who run these programs. There are just so many, but I was doing a little skit about the omelet stations in the hotels and the whole program going to Zumba classes and Shadchanim. I was having a good time on this thing. My kids were actually in that shir and they enjoyed it. It was in my house. But after I was done with the shir, I felt that I crossed the line, meaning it was a very funny shir and I made my point. But once we saw how serious Corona was, the shir turns into very inappropriate. And that's why we didn't put it up. I ended up putting up a different version of the shir that was much more fitting. But again, there's this balance, because on the one hand, being light in life is very important. On the other hand, black humor or making light of something serious can turn into leitzanus. Leitzanus is a bad word. It's not good ever to make light of something that's truly serious head on, meaning there's a lot of suffering going on, there's a lot of pain, and you don't make light of those types of things. You just don't. And a lot of times we're not sensitive to it. It's normal. A lot of times if you're not the one who's experiencing the pain head on, so you tend to be light with it. I remember in the past, you know, there's an, unfortunately, it's very common, even among Bachrim, to use the word retarded. That's retarded. He's retarded. It's much more common than even when I was a kid. And people who know someone who's retarded or are involved with people who are retarded are very resentful of those things, naturally, because they live with it more. So when you live with something more, you really understand its seriousness and that this is an inappropriate I tried to teach my kids not to say the words mifager, to call each other mifagrim, which means retarded, because that's a lack of sensitivity to people. But that being said, there still can be, you know, good, healthy humor. You know, we were joking about, you know, getting a cleaning lady to come to the house in one of those big Corona spacesuits, so that we could get things clean around the house. Again, that's not making light of the actual terrible things that are going on, but it's just keeping life light. So that's the mila of schok in general. Schok is a certain tool that we use to calm things down. Somebody once saw Rav Shalom Shvadron giving shir. Rav Shalom Shvadron used to make such jokes in his shiurim. Oh my goodness, you would not believe. And somebody saw Rav Shalom Shvadron and said that, he said, you're doing a terrible thing. You're doing a late sunnis and you're making too many jokes in your shiurim. This was the Magid of Yerushalayim. And he didn't know what to do, so he went to the Chazon Ish. So Rav Shalom Shvadron went to the Chazon Ish and said, someone's tiding that I'm overdoing it with my jokes and when I'm making fun of this and that and this. So the Chazon Ish actually said to him, he goes, okay, do it for me. Do a skit. Actually do, make these jokes. I mean, Rav Shalom didn't know what to do. He's going to, in front of the Chazon Ish, make these ridiculous jokes. But he started to do it. And the Chazon Ish listened to everything he said. And the Chazon Ish, after he was done, he says, I want you to know, if you were around in the last generation, the Haskalah would not have happened. People would have not gone off the derech because these jokes are so on the mark and so effective that he believed that he would have had the ability to be machzir the last generation. So these things are very important, but often a joke can slightly deviate. And that's something that happens to me a little bit in the shmooze. And that's why it's beautiful that I have my friend Akiva Goldman. Is Akiva Goldman here? Perhaps Akiva's even here. He's been with us over Bein Hazmanim. So Akiva skillfully takes out the lines that might be a little bit on edge. That's the best way to say it. It's kind of like an edge, and you can slightly go over. So that's the idea of schok. Schok is more than simcha. It's pushing things to the next level of happiness, and it's very effective. It's very good and healthy, but it has a certain danger, and we will discuss this further next time.